Questions 41 through 45. Look at the questions. Then listen to part of a lecture in an archaeology class.
Okay, so I'd like to pick up where we left off last time. We were discussing early human societies and how they lived. Right. In a place called East Timor, an island in Southeast Asia, part of the chain of islands around Indonesia, not far from Australia, archaeologists have found a cave near the sea that was first inhabited by humans some 42,000 years ago. And in this cave, they found over 38,000 fish bones from nearly 3,000 individual fish. Now, that's not so surprising, given that the cave is near the sea. But what is surprising is that the majority of the bones are from deep-sea fish, like tuna, fast-swimming fish that live in very deep water far from the shore. So clearly, these early people must have devised some relatively sophisticated methods for catching these fish. First of all, they would have needed boats of some kind to get out to the deep water. And they'd need a way of actually catching these fish. Now, we don't know for sure how they did it, but one of the artifacts found in the cave gives us a clue. What appears to be a fish hook made out of a shell. Archaeologists have dated this back to between 16,000 and 23,000 years ago. Now, this particular hook doesn't seem like it would be suitable for deep-sea fishing, but it does suggest that the cave's inhabitants were making other kinds of hooks that could be used at sea.